I have a technical, I think it's a technical question about Uber app. I heard recently that there's a way to identify that you have a service animal, either when the driver accepts a ride or picks you up. Does anyone know if that's a generic setting or is that per ride?
It is buried. I can't remember even where it was, but it was like layers down before you actually found that spot.
Okay.
Where you could
actually, I'll keep digging. Thank you.
Self-identify.
There is a problem with the app. If you want to go and look at your rating and anything on that screen where your profile is, most of it now reads just as button, 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 button. And the only way you can see any of it is if you turn on screen recognition, but then you can't really do anything with it and things don't show up in the right place. And I have reported it to Uber and they ignored it.
That's an iOS thing rather than an Uber thing, because there are a lot of apps that don't work as well.
No, it used to work in Uber up until about 2 weeks ago.
But again, as Jerry said, you don't know where the problem really is. But
for anybody who has updated to the iPhone 16, does anybody know what this dynamic island thing is?
Sometimes when I'm out and I have Uber open and I'm in another app, the Uber information will plop in that dynamic island.
Do you have to do anything with it?
No, it just looks there.
Just does it. Okay.
Same goes for like DoorDash. So I think it's like things that are happening now that you might want to know.
And then when you leave Uber, they go away.
So they sit there because it's a still like occurring event that Uber's picking you up in 12 minutes. It stays in the island so you can see it right away. But when you take that Uber, it goes away.
And when you close the app, it goes away.
Can you just put focus on it so it'll stay and then focus on that island? You know, can you just touch that area and have it just keep on updating itself, or do you have to just go to it every time you want to look at it?
I think you can keep focus on it, but
but you're not sure. Like, say if you had music and you had an Uber and you're listening to music, can you just put focus on that island and have it just keep on speaking? Like when it's
Think when it changed, it would update and tell you.
My Windows machine, as well as my wife's, when I'm typing, say Outlook to get Outlook open, if I press OU, it should say Outlook. It doesn't say anymore Outlook, but I just know to press OU and enter anyway, and it'll open Outlook. So it's not announcing in the Windows search what the search result is.
I have seen that. Have you restarted your machine at all to see if it goes away?
Sometimes you have to restart Windows. Sometimes you have to restart Outlook. Sometimes you have to update. And there doesn't seem to be a rhyme or a reason as to which situation is causing the problem. And sometimes even unloading JAWS.
NVDA or whichever one you're using.
You're right, right. It's you know.
I wanted to know from anyone that uses the Meta Smart glasses if they've used them with their desktop or laptop computer. I'm particularly wanting to see if I could use them with Zoom application.
In what capacity by using them?
How would you do that?
Like as the headphones or?
Yes, headphones. And I didn't know, in lieu of using the standard headphones to keep from people hearing JAWS, I could use them in lieu of a standard headphone and still have, you know, the outside noise environment not be transmitted.
So you'd be pairing them as if they were a Bluetooth set of headphones then?
Yes.
With the laptop?
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that.
Okay. I haven't tried it.
I always think of the Meta glasses as connected to your iPhone. Can you pair them to things other than your phone?
I would say it works because everything has to work together. So if you're a Bluetooth device, you should work with a Bluetooth device. You know what I mean?
I use it on the Mantis.
You got your Metas paired to the Mantis?
As a really expensive, ridiculous headset, right?
Yes.
Like
Any idea, guys, when they update these glasses, when they come up with new model or...
Recent presentation, someone from the Ray-Ban store made a comment that as far as they know, there's not going to be a newer version of the physical device in at least a year.
We started using our phones such that both of us were using them at some level yesterday.
The 16s?
Yes. Am I deluding myself, or is the speaker greatly improved on the 16?
I have heard that the speaker is greatly improved.
Because to me,
yes,
it seems greatly improved, and that's with a slight hearing loss. Right.
So how do you check where your level is, whether it's that at 80% level on the phone?
If you go into settings, and there's a place that says battery, double tap on battery, and then I think in there, I think it says battery health.
Battery health, yes.
And you go in there, and it'll give you your number. It'll actually say what your battery is, how healthy it is, to prolong your battery life. Never let the thing go all the way down to zero. Basically, try to keep it between 20% charge and 80% charge,
yes,
as much as possible.
Yes.
I have a question about Microsoft Word. Some weird behavior I've noticed recently. I'll open a Word document and I'll hit insert down arrow with JAWS to start reading it. And it'll only read one line, like as if there's nothing else there. And I even arrow down, like just plain arrow, like go down a line, down, come on, come on. And it won't.
Maybe, are they documents that have graphics?
I don't know. But the way I get around it, I make sure the window is maximized. Once I maximize it, it seems to work. But I never had this problem. I think it was...
I have this problem all the time where when I first open a document, it doesn't read at all. But if I Alt-Tab away from it and back to it, then it's fine. I don't know what I have.
Yeah,
no
maybe
idea.
That's the same as maximizing the window.
I have a related thing that happens too. Often when I first have rebooted the computer and I go to open Word, I get something called activity. And it's, I don't know if it's a window or what it is. I can't tell, but it seems to prohibit me from doing anything until I get rid of it.
I was going to say, I have not seen this, that specific, but I've seen it on Outlook where if I go into a message, say, it won't read, it won't arrow down.
Yep.
Then I Alt-Tab away and then Alt-Tab back, then it's fine. Yeah, exactly. I think it's almost like something's happening. It's thinking, it's maybe. And it could have something to do with graphics. It could have just loading something. Try this. Next time that happens, just... don't even do anything. Wait a couple, a minute and see if it works then. I'm just sort of curious because it's...
I also noticed that Outlook takes forever to work, to open large documents. Like if I try to open the Top Tech Tidbits, it'll take it like 60 seconds to open it sometimes.
Oh, really?